This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Wind power is the fastest growing source of renewable energy. Environmentalists are enthusiastic about it because energy from wind doesn't contribute to global warming. But wind power isn't completely without impact. NPR's Richard Harris reports a new study shows that wind power could affect local and global climate.
Windmills capture energy from moving air, and in the process they slow that air down a bit. So one day, scientist David Keith wondered whether if you had enough windmills around the world, if you would slow down the wind enough to have an effect on the flow of air around the world.
I was sitting in a meeting room where we were discussing the climatic impacts of large-scale energy technologies, and I made a back-of-the-envelope, literally a back-of-the-envelope calculation that suggested there might be an issue here.
So Keith put down his envelope and teamed up with scientists who run computer simulations of the Earth's climate. They found that windmills could indeed affect air circulation if you built enough of them. And the effects are potentially global.
We see climate changes, but not like global warming. So we see it getting cooler in some places and warmer in others in a way that's kind of spotty.
Keith, who's at the University of Calgary, sees a pattern in this spottiness. In general, windmills in this computer experiment made the Earth's polar regions just slightly cooler and the rest of the planet just slightly hotter. The researchers are now trying to understand why the computer spat out that result.
I think one answer that may be wrong is that wind turbines slightly reduce the atmosphere's ability to transport heat from the equator where it's warm to the poles where it's cold. And that heat transport plays a big role in the climate. And when you reduce it, you cool the poles a tiny, tiny bit and warm the equator a tiny bit.
Keith's paper is in an upcoming Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It's based on the supposition that huge numbers of windmills will be built, enough to supply all the world's electricity today.
If we build a fantastic number of wind turbines, we'll change the climate. But that's not really saying anything.
He says, remember, windmills would help the climate by reducing the need to burn coal and oil and natural gas, which all contribute to global warming. And Keith says even large-scale wind power is, on the whole, good for the climate. Even so, advocates of wind power admit to be a bit nervous about this study. They worry it could be twisted and used as an argument against expanding this clean source of energy. Joseph Rome, who was a renewable energy official in the Clinton administration, says it's best to confront now the potential impacts of wind energy.
We have to face the fact that all forms of energy have some impact, particularly deployed in the scale needed to meet society's needs.
At the moment, windmills supply only 1% of the electricity in this country. Rome says if wind power grows a huge amount and the climatic effects do become significant, it may be possible to do something about that. Wind turbines might be redesigned to reduce the amount of air turbulence they cause. That, in turn, might dampen their effect on climate.
I would hope that wind turbine designers would take this sort of thing seriously and look very hard at whether they can design better turbines. Because you want to, wherever possible, minimize these kind of impacts. But we need to keep our eye on the ball, which is global warming.
And on that score, Rome says windmills are clearly beneficial. They replace dirty sources of energy, and that effect is a lot bigger than the potential effects they would have on the climate. For his part, David Keith stresses that this is a preliminary study, one that asks a lot more questions than it answers.
I think wind power still does make a lot of sense, and I think we simply have to hold tight and let a bunch of other studies happen until we really know how important these climatic effects are.
He and his colleagues are on that case right now. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.